This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Roger Murphy. He's the author of 5 books, including Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. So welcome back. We've been talking about nutrition and deep sleep. What are some of the other concerns? If you can get sleeping well, do you worry about food allergies, parasites? Your book goes on and on. Yeast. There's so many things to think about.
Well, it's not easy. And so, unfortunately, most doctors don't want to treat those with fibromyalgia because they're so complicated. And because of that, they really oftentimes will blame the patient for their symptoms because, as I mentioned earlier, the drugs really are a dead end. You can't drug your way out of fibromyalgia. And when I'm working with patients, Kathy, and my practice is mostly phone consults or Skype consults. I work with patients all over the world at this point. And my goal really is to do the detective work in the beginning and try to figure out where they're broken down. Most patients are getting real basic testing. Mm-hmm. So they're getting the standard testing. It may be like the testing that you and I would get because they, you know, we're quote-unquote healthy. Mm-hmm. But for fibromyalgia, they're special. They're very special, and they need that attention. They need someone to go the extra mile or two to do some very thorough testing to find out where they're broken down.
Dr. Murphy, how long do you end up needing to journey with these people that have been sick maybe for decades?
Decades, sure. And so there's not one size fits all. It's very much an individualized approach finding out, do they have a problem with their thyroid that's never been properly diagnosed? Do they have a problem with their stress coping glands called the adrenal glands? Are there hormones that they should be releasing? Are they deficient? Unfortunately, most doctors don't really test some of these things, and so these patients fall through the cracks.
And do you have different tests that you'd send them for? Like you're treating people all over the world. Do you send them to their local labs for different tests?
Yes, so I have relationships with labs throughout the world where patients can go and get these lab testing done. And sometimes it's a combination of blood work and it may be saliva testing or stool testing depending on what we're trying to uncover in that patient.
Mm-hmm. And how important would good alignment be, like just seeing your chiropractor maybe once a month to make sure your skeleton's in line?
I think obviously as a chiropractor and nutritionist, I'm a very big advocate of chiropractic care. The problem, though, for most people with fibromyalgia is their pain threshold is so low. Now, it doesn't mean that they're wimps. It just means that they've gotten so run down. Mm-hmm. They can't tolerate much pressure or much pain. So even a chiropractic adjustment, a PT session, a massage, for many of these folks, they can't tolerate a handshake or a tight blouse or a hug. Mm-hmm. So going to someone who's going to do hands-on therapy is probably not going to be something they can tolerate.
So first off, bring up the serotonin. Secondly, get really good night's sleep as best you can. Thirdly, work on the digestive system.
Well, you're absolutely right. The digestive system plays a role in everything, and you know, it's a very jaded thing. You know, we're told we are what we eat, but that's very much true because the foods that we eat turn into the chemicals, the biochemicals that then make the hormones, that make the brain chemicals, the thyroid vitamins and minerals that we need. But even or just as important as eating healthy is being able to digest and then to assimilate these things. And with fibromyalgia, many of the folks that I work with, have worked with over the last 20 years, have a problem with malabsorption or leaky gut or reflux or GERD or so many things that actually prevent them from being able to digest and get the nutrients that they need.
And what kind of results do you see when you take the time to walk with them to turn this around? Tell me some of the patients, just without names, but some of the things that you've seen with this.
Well, you hear this, and this is what is so discouraging for most patients. It's so much doom and gloom out there, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing this 2 decades ago, we all thought that we would find the cure. Mm-hmm. And then many of us learned that there is no cure. We learned there was not going to be a magic bullet, a magic pill that was going to help with fibromyalgia. And so, but but probably, you know, probably 5-6 years ago, it really turned to where now doctors are telling their patients, you just have to learn to live with it. At Mayo, if you go to Mayo Clinic here in the States, they have a 2-week class to teach you how to learn to live with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that patients need to learn to live with that. I believe that they need to learn how to overcome it. So if my patient, mm-hmm. overcoming it means different things to different people, but for Denise Johnson, that meant, you know, losing 100 pounds and being able to get healthy again so that she was able then to take care of her young kids and to be able to go back to work and to have a life again. For Susan Zachary, it meant that, you know, she was able to finally get out of bed for more than 4 hours a day and be able to cook dinner and take care of the house and be there when her kids got home and not be in bed. My success rate is about 85% on the surveys that we do with my patients. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it works is because it's based on getting healthy. Mm-hmm. In order for these patients to feel good again and to stay that way, they got to get healthy. Now, that sounds very simplistic, but it's actually pretty complicated, and it means different things to different people.
And the exercise component, I mean, everyone knows that exercise is a way to get healthy, and yet if exercise leaves you with more fatigue or more pain, how do you start an exercise program when it just hurts and it's not fun?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, for these individuals, I wouldn't recommend starting any kind of new exercise. And the reason why I say that is because they bankrupted their stress coping account. So they have no stress coping chemicals, and they bankrupted their stress coping glands, the adrenal glands, so stress is magnified. Now, exercise is really healthy. I mean, it's a healthy stress, right? It's, you know, that stress allows you then to have more stamina and tolerance to stress. But if they've already bankrupted their chemicals, their stress coping chemicals, then any stress, including exercise, is only going to make it worse. So in the beginning, my goal is to get them going into deep restorative sleep, to build up their stress coping chemicals, to allow them to have some stamina and resiliency to stress so they can get out again and do things with family and friends that they probably haven't been able to do in years. And then and only then, once they have started to build up that stamina, then to get them to gradually introduce an exercise program that will continue to build up their stamina and not cause them to go into a flare-up.
Mm-hmm. So it might be just choosing to use the stairs once a day.
If they can. Now, with many of my patients, they can't, you know, they can't even get out of bed initially. So for those individuals, you know, we obviously have to start at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a gradual process.
Mm-hmm. And so much of what we think is healthy food, too. If your digestive system's not working and you head into like a raw food diet with lots of live enzymes and salads and that, is that harsh on them?
I don't think it's harsh. I think it could be a step in the right direction. But going back to this whole thing about being stressed out, oftentimes they can't handle any additional stressors. So trying to stick to a diet or to make, you know, these lifestyle changes for many is just too much. Not to say that's true for everybody, but I find if I can get them going into deep restorative sleep, getting them feeling better, then and only then do I really start to work with them on their diet. Many of my patients that I work with are carrying around 20, 40, some patients over 100 pounds, because over the years they've been sedentary and their metabolism has gone down, so they can't, you know, they can't lose the weight, or they're taking medications that actually cause the weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And these individuals, you actually store inflammatory chemicals in any extra fat cells that you have. So for those individuals, we really have to eventually, when we can, get them on the right diet so they can lose that weight. And for my patients who are carrying around extra weight, they typically will lose their weight and keep it off for years to come because we're fixing the underlying issues.
Mm-hmm. So with your program, if I was to call in or email you, what kind of protocol would you go through to help me? Like, what would I expect?
Well, so first of all, Kathy, what I'd encourage anybody to do to go to the website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and I would look at the website and make sure that it resonates with you. And if it does, if what I'm sharing with you on the website, there's a lot of free material on there, videos, resources, because this is a different approach. You know, this is a very different than what people are used to. But I would make sure that that is something that resonates. And then probably from there maybe get the book. But when patients are ready and they're looking for help, then they would fill out new patient paperwork or call the clinic. And once they fill out that paperwork, then set up a consult, then I would go through their paperwork with them and any past labs, and then I would give them options. So there's different options to work with me. I have one-on-one programs. I also have group coaching programs where patients can work with me in a group atmosphere as well.
Well, that would be kind of nice. Then you wouldn't feel like you're all alone in it.
Yes. Is one of the things that's so frustrating for so many folks is they do feel alone because they almost become hermits.
Uh-huh.
The illness takes over. They get, they're less and less active, so they start to lose their friends because their friends don't know, you know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? Are they going to be able to join them from lunch or dinner or not? And so eventually they quit calling, and then oftentimes family kind of give up on them because they don't know, you know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? Many of them have to give up their careers. And pretty soon they get to where they can't even leave the house, so they do feel pretty isolated.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Murphy, can you give us the number for your clinic just for those out there listening right now?
Sure, absolutely. So the number is available there on the website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and the phone number itself is 205-879-2383.
Okay, and this is in the United States, so it's what time zone are you on?
We're on Central Standard Time.
Okay, good. Well, you've done some amazing work with fibromyalgia and with chronic fatigue syndrome and given a lot of people a lot of hope. So I'm very grateful for all the work that you've done, and it's so good to have you on the radio today sharing all the information. And I just wish you the best in your practice.
Thank you, Kathy. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you having me on the line. And stay warm. I can't imagine.
It gets a little chilly. Yeah.
So, it's 50 degrees here today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Eileen Godofsky-Marino.